Chapter 7. Ambush on the Fen Road.
Oh, my boils and scabs,
Morbidex Twiceborn said, as he cut a coiling forest spite out of the air with his scythe.
Look at them all, marching in lockstep, so pretty in their shiny armour. What do you think, Shippletongue? Think they'd taste of starlight, my pet?
He asked the burly pox maggoth he rode. Tripletongue roared and stamped in reply. The arrayed ranks of Stormcast Eternals, or so they were said to call themselves, marched towards Morbidex's forces through the field of high cairnstones, driving forward in a stoic rhythm. The Nurglings that made up his army, for their part, either hadn't noticed the newcomers or else didn't care. They were too busy fighting the horde of forest spites, and it was such a wonderful ambush as well.
Took me weeks to get the little fellows to understand what that word meant,
Morbidex thought, as he snatched a glittering spite out of the air and stuffed it in his mouth. But the spites had ruined it when they'd provoked the Nurglings from concealment and put paid to all of Morbidex's hard effort and planning. Brightly hued and peculiar, the diminutive arboreal spirits had forms ranging from horned serpents to enormous dragonflies that glowed with an inner light, and they fought savagely against the fat-bellied Nurglings. They slashed, clawed, and bit at one another in the mire along the wide sprawl of moss-covered cairnstones that served as Rotwater Blight's only true road, making a loud mess of things. The forest spites might have had the upper hand despite being outnumbered if Morbidex had not joined the fray. Granted, his attack had been made more out of boredom and annoyance than any concern for his Nurglings. The fat little demons could take care of themselves, and they regarded war as play.
And who am I to ruin their fun, hey?
Morbidex thought, as he drove his knees into the sides of Tripletongue's skull, turning the beast towards the newcomers.
Besides which, we've accomplished what we set out to do. Our foes' eyes are on us, even as Grandfather wanted. Up, Tripletongue,
Morbidex said.
Up, my beauty, up and at 'em.
The eyeless Maggoth gave vent to a burbling warble as it knuckled towards the approaching invaders, scattering spites and Nurglings alike.
Lightning men, Torglak calls them,
Morbidex thought, as he hunched forward in his saddle and swung his scythe back.
Fools is what I think. Think they can just roll over Nurgle's own children, don't they? Let's show them what we think of such foolishness,
the Maggoth rider roared, as he swung his scythe out in a savage blow towards the vanguard of the newcomers. One of the silver-armoured Stormcasts was torn from his feet by the force of the blow and sent flying. Tripletongue struck out with simian fists, battering others flat, or else rending them crown to gullet. The Nurglings followed, swarming over the warriors. Morbidex bellowed encouragement to his little friends and smiled in pride every time a Stormcast went down, blanketed by squirming, bloated little bodies.
Good! Keep it up, my little friends. Grandfather smiles on us all,
he shouted.
I bet old Blowab and the demon spew wish they were here,
he thought. His fellow Maggoth lords were as much lovers of a good brawl as Morbidex himself, one reason among many that he found them such good company. But the best company were his diminutive followers, the Nurglings who had been his closest companions since the day he'd climbed Pox Peak, looking for a way into the grandfather's garden.
Aye, that was a good day. The best day,
he thought, smiling widely. Since his slimy rebirth, he had become more powerful than ever.
And sitting atop you, my beastly beauty, I'm unbeatable,
he said, patting Tripletongue's head. The Maggoth gave a gurgle of pleasure at the gesture. Morbidex laughed and swung his scythe out, catching a Stormcast in the back and wrenching the armoured warrior into the air with ease. He eyed his struggling prey for a moment, before slinging him over his shoulder.
Take a lot of killing, these fellows,
he thought, as Tripletongue smashed into another phalanx. These ones were the colour of overripe fruit, rather than gold or silver, but they fought just as hard.
How many of you are there? And how many favours do you come in?
He thought, as he saw a host of winged warriors hurtle towards him. Triple Tongue was surrounded, but Morbidex wasn't unduly concerned. Getting their attention had been the whole point of his little display. The Stormcasts had been making a nuisance of themselves since they'd shattered the Dirgehorn and killed old Gluhak. In the days since the Dirgehorn had fallen silent, the silver-armored invaders had clashed again and again with Grandfather's children, from running battles with the Skaven to the siege of jolly Slaugoth's Rotfane, even as Torglug had predicted. They'd erased the avian defenders of the Vulturine Geysers and sent Gutrot Spume's drowned men into flight at the Battle of Kanker Cascade. Slaugoth and Spume were fit to be tied. Their stock with the Glotkin had fallen sharply in the aftermath of their defeats, and new favourites had to be chosen. So this matter had fallen to him. Good old reliable Morbidex. He'd been tasked with pulling the Stormcasts into the swamp and keeping them distracted long enough for... he thought, as the festering swamp on the other side of the Stormcast column began to boil.
That's it. Keep looking at me, me fancy friends. Eyes on old Morbidex. Pay no attention to the fellows rising out of the mud.
Rising from the muck, brackish water sluicing from their twisted frames, came the tallymen of Nurgle. The plague-bearers uttered a monotonous drone, counting the diseases abroad in the swamp as they strode towards their unsuspecting enemies. In their lead was an old friend, the creature known as Wretch Gablar, herald of Nurgle. He glared at the Stormcasts with malign intent and whipped one warty hand forward. Plague-bearers loped past him to slam their plague swords into the backs of the Stormcast Eternals. Wretch's expression became one of befuddlement when the silver armor remained unmarked where a blow wasn't immediately fatal. Stormcasts who didn't immediately discorporate in a blur of azure energy whirled with a fierce precision to lay their attackers low. Wretch bellowed in frustration as his carefully prepared afflictions failed to take root.
I could have told you that wouldn't work,
Morbidex thought, as he ducked a blow from one of the winged Stormcasts. These warriors, wherever they were from, were singularly resistant to the plagues and diseases born in Grandfather's laboratories and gardens. The stuff of them burned too hot for sickness to take hold, Morbidex suspected. Wretch roared and hacked a gap in the Stormcast lines. He and his plague-bearers stormed into the midst of the enemy, determined to bury their blades in Stormcast flesh.
Oh, that's the way, Wretch,
Morbidex shouted.
That's the way to do it, O herald of fresh woes. Smash these shiny upstarts.
He hefted his scythe and lashed out at one of the winged warriors, who swooped around him like so many stinging insects. He cut the Stormcast from the sky and cursed as the warrior dissolved into azure light.
I hate it when they do that,
he snarled. Not as much as we do, I'd wager, brute, a voice told. Morbidex twisted in his saddle, searching for the voice's owner. His eyes widened as he caught sight of the winged shape diving towards him on wings of crackling flame.
Oh, Bilbos,
Morbidex said, moments before the warrior swooped past him. The Stormcast lashed out with a hammer as he hurtled past and caught Morbidex in the face with a thunderous boom. The force of the blow catapulted the Twiceborn from his saddle. He hit the marshy ground with a splash. Every bone in his face felt as if it had been splintered, and he groaned as he rolled over. Triple Tongue shrieked and reared up, pawing blindly at the swarm of winged killers. Without Morbidex's guidance, the beast was reacting on instinct. Morbidex pushed himself awkwardly to his feet. He'd lost his scythe in the fall, and he stumbled back as the warrior who'd struck him landed nearby. Lightning crackled across the Stormcast's limbs. Eyes the colour of the unclouded sky stared at Morbidex from behind the two perfect features of the silver mask. He held two hammers, the heads of which were wreathed in energy. Morbidex flexed his thick fingers.
Well? Come on then, Silverback,
he gurgled, setting his feet.
You caught me by surprise once, but you're not do so twice, or my name isn't Morbidex Twiceborn.
The warrior shot forward, quicker than Morbidex's eyes could follow. One hammer crashed into his chest, and a blow from the second snapped his head to the side. Morbidex fell onto his back, wheezing for breath.
Ow! Fine, fine. Best two out of three,
he groaned as he rolled onto his belly. He shook his head, trying to clear it. The Stormcast dived forward again, intent on finishing the job. Morbidex twisted aside and clamped a hand down on the back of the warrior's crested helm. With a roar, he cut short the Stormcast's flight and flung him down. Morbidex stomped down, but his opponent rolled aside. One wing snapped out, and the crackling feathers gave Morbidex's belly a searing kiss. He staggered back, hands clamped to his burned and ruptured gut. The Stormcast pushed himself to his feet. Morbidex grinned at him.
Didn't like that, did you? Faster than I look, aren't I?
He chortled. He looked down at his wound and gingerly took his hands away. Bloated entrails pressed against the blackened flesh, and he gave a grunt of consternation.
I'm going to twist your head off for that one, friend.
The Stormcast sprang forward, and his hammers snapped out. Morbidex caught one on his palm, but the second smashed into his shoulder. He roared and slugged his foe, denting his silvery helm. A wing flared out and blinded Morbidex. He clawed at his eyes, cursing virulently. Hammer blows rained down, striking his head, shoulders, arms, and back. Morbidex sank to one knee, ears ringing. He'd never been hit so hard or so fast. The Stormcast was fast, faster than any creature that Morbidex had ever had the pleasure of fighting. But speed wasn't the sole route to victory. Morbidex dug his hand into the muck as he bent forward, and, with a wild howl, hurled a gobbet of mud into the Stormcast's face. The warrior avoided the improvised missile, as Morbidex had known he would, and stepped within reach of his opponent. The Magoth Lord gave a shout and lunged, arms spread wide. The Stormcast pivoted, hammers raised, but this time Morbidex was ready. He caught the warrior's wrists and prevented the blows from landing. The two strained against one another, their feet sliding back and forth through the muck. Morbidex grinned down at his opponent.
I've introduced myself. It's only polite you do the same,
he said. My name is Tegras, monster. Treasure it. It's the last name you'll ever hear, the Stormcast growled. Morbidex laughed. He was still laughing when Tegras abruptly fell backwards and pulled the Magoth Lord off his feet. He bellowed in shock as Tegras's boots slammed into his wounded belly. Morbidex rolled onto his back, but too slowly. Tegras dropped towards him, hammers raised, and the Magoth Lord squeezed his eyes shut, waiting for the impact. However, rather than the pain he'd been expecting, he felt a wash of hot, foul air and heard a familiar, guttural roar. He cracked an eye open and saw Tegras flying backwards. A shadow fell over him, and he looked up, a smile spreading across his wide, green face.
Oh, Triple Tongue, my beauty, just in time,
he rumbled, as the Magoth bent towards him, its teeth clicking in concern. It snuffled worriedly at him as he got to his feet, and he patted its scaly skull.
Who's a sweet brute, eh?
Morbidex said, as he hauled himself back into the saddle. As Triple Tongue rose to its full height, Morbidex took in the battlefield at a glance. What he saw wasn't good. Wretch's ambush had gone sour, and the Stormcasts were counter-attacking, led by a figure who blazed with holy light. Morbidex shaded his eyes and peered at the figure.
That's the one old Bolifax was after,
he thought doubtfully. As he watched, nurgling swarms were crushed underfoot. Hammers fell, horned heads burst, and Nurgle's tallymen reeled. Wretch bellowed a command, and the remaining plague-bearers belly-flopped into the swamp, digging into the muck and disappearing from sight.
Well, that tears it,
Morbidex murmured as he sat up in his saddle. He slapped Triple Tongue on the head.
Time to go, my lad.
The Magoth rumbled assent and turned, smashing a tree out of its path as it dived deeper into the swamp, moving as quickly as its thick legs could carry him. No sense remaining to fight all on his lonesome. Grandfather didn't favour fools, despite his sentimentality. He hunched forward in his saddle, urging his mount to greater speed.
Have to fall back. Get to the jellied gush and make a final stand,
Morbidex thought. That was where they were going. It was the only place of value in the immediate vicinity. He twitched his head abruptly, trying to dislodge the flies that were gathering about his face. Wait. Flies? His eyes widened as the flies suddenly rose from his flesh and swirled about in a cloud, coalescing into a familiar face. "Going somewhere, Twiceborn?" Ethrak Glott asked, in a voice made from the droning of 100 flies. "I could have sworn we asked you to handle these invaders."
"Our ambush was ambushed,"
Morbidex said unapologetically.
"Forest fights got the Nurglings all riled up. The stormcasts interrupted a very satisfying drubbing, if you want my opinion."
"Did I ask for it?"
"Well, no."
"Then what makes you think I would?"
"A sense of unbridled optimism,"
Morbidex said. He glanced over his shoulder but saw nothing. No pursuit appeared to be forthcoming.
"What now, Glott?"
"Bloem rot spawned and Orcot's demon spew and making for the jellied gush. Join them, Twiceborn," Ethrak hissed. "It is time for Grandfather Nurgle's children to go to war."